1450 WHTC, 841 on a Tuesday, rolling along to the program. About 45 minutes left in the show today, and joining us again, Jan Musin from DeBrine Seed Company is back to answer your gardening questions. If you have a problem, which, based on this little fun fact sheets, everyone has a problem, you can call us at 395-1450. Jan, what the heck is going on out there?
I think it's a lot of it's weather related. You know, it's really not, it really wasn't summer weather for quite a while.
Sure.
And it kind of stayed in that spring mode for so long, and it was kind of wet. And,
well, it still feels like spring.
Yeah.
It really does.
You know, those cool nights still feel like spring rather than summer, and that just brings on all of these problems. And, you know, normally you get these, what they're called, cat alerts every Friday from Michigan State University. And usually during the summer, you get maybe like one or two things that's happening. This week, last weekend, I think there were 25 articles of all the problems that are happening around here.
Jeez.
So now you know it's everybody. It's not just your garden or your lawn.
You're not the only terrible gardener out there affected by the weather.
Well, I hate to say it, but I just saw a red thread in my front lawn yesterday. So it's back.
It's back again.
Well, it's back.
Again, like I said, you've got this big list of stuff. Powdery mildew, tomato blight, blossom and rot. You've got oak wilts. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with leaf spot, because that seems to be like everyone's bringing in these leaves right now that have these either black spots or they're brown spots with like little halos around them. The roses, maple trees, dogwood trees. A lot of trees and shrubs get this leaf spot. Now, it is a fungal disease, but it's almost too late to treat it right now.
Why is that?
That it's already done its damage. You're not going to cure it. So what you just do is let the leaves fall off. When they fall off, make sure you rake them all up, get them out of there so the fungal spores don't overwinter. And next spring, I would just spray a fungicide on when the buds first start forming on the leaves. That's when you really need to get a fungicide down on them.
The question that I wonder, are any of these problems severe enough to where it'll carry over into next spring, like the disease will stay dormant in the tree or will it all die over the winter?
A lot of these are fungal diseases, and those spores will hide all winter long.
And then they'll come back.
That's why it's really good to be a really neat gardener and take out all of the diseased plants. And don't throw them on your compost pile. Actually, do destroy them.
So this is the gift that keeps on giving.
And that's why we always say don't plant like your tomatoes in the same spot every year, because you're going to miss a couple of tomatoes that have fallen to the ground or a couple of leaves that fell to the ground. And if whatever problems you had, they'll just come back next year. So rotate where you plant things. That's always a good motto.
What are the other big problems that we have right now? If you put something else on that list that's a big issue, what else would you put up there?
Yellow leaves on things. That has just been a huge, and I don't even have my list. It's just been huge. People come in with the bottom of their tomato plants are turning yellow, or the bottom of something is all turning yellow. And there's a lot of reasons that they're yellow because the chlorophyll is gone. So you have to figure out why is the chlorophyll gone out of that leaf. It could be too much water. It could be not enough water. It could be just a myriad of problems. So you have to kind of be a detective to figure out what it really is due to.
You know, my concern, and I talk about this on Wednesdays when I speak to Diane Lowe, who joins us every single week, if this is affecting our gardens, well, God knows what it's doing to our farmers. I mean, my goodness.
The farmers are having a problem with a lot of things. Just like you know, we're having a problem getting our tomatoes and peppers to ripen. Mm-hmm. So are the big farmers. Corn is taking longer than normal because it depends on growing degree days, and that depends on how hot it is.
You need the hot days, right?
So you need the hot days so you get some more growing degree hours so it can get its 1,600 hours of hot weather to grow. So they're all suffering from the same thing. If you look around, some of the soybean fields around here don't look too good.
Yeah,
more because of, I'm thinking more that was just too wet of ground at We had too wet of ground for too long.
So this is not going to be a year of plenty then.
It can turn around. You never know. You'd never know. So we are always gardeners and we're always optimistic.
Yeah.
Yes. We just always think it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It cannot last like
this. You would
this.
Think as a gardener, you become a cynical SOB after a while because of how bad things are out there.
Well, I went to Michigan State last
weekend. Pardon my language, of course.
And for Garden Day. And you just get so, it just like this refill of, whoa, optimism and hey, you know, this is, look at our gardens. Michigan, if you've never been out to Michigan State University, it's well worth the drive out there. The gardens are free to go into.
Don't go to Lansing. You don't want to go to Michigan
it's
State.
It's absolutely beautiful.
I'm kidding. Putting my rooting
absolutely
aside.
Beautiful. They have their trial gardens for their annual flowers. You can see the flowers that you're going to be able to see next year because they're not available this year yet. Michigan State always gets to be a trial garden for a lot of these, like different color petunias and different marigolds and
that's
whatever.
That's pretty cool.
So you can really see and take notes on what you really like. I mean, some of these things that are coming up are incredible. Just to go to see their hanging baskets is amazing.
Hmm.
Their vegetable gardens, their children's garden even is a fun thing to go to. I
really?
Always go through the children's garden every time I'm there. It's just a delightful garden. But you just see they have some of the same problems we do, and you can see how they're turning it around to make it work. And they do – it's just a wonderful, wonderful time to go there. And there's always someone working there. You can always stop them and ask them questions. They're always more than happy to do that. So it's kind of fun. I know Michigan State's having a turf day August 13th. You know, you can go. You have to sign up for it, pre-register. But if you go to MSU, I think it's mygarden.com. Brings you into the Michigan State University website, and they'll tell you how to get to Turf Day. But they talk about if you have like a little putting green in your lawn or just want your lawn to look fabulous, Turf Day just explains a lot of what research they're doing and the different cultivars and the different solutions for problems.
So it is worth going to Michigan State. We got a caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, Russ. I planted my tomatoes late April.
Yep.
Them for frost, and I'm having a bumper crop.
All right.
Yeah, they're doing great. That's just thought I'd like to know.
Nice to hear a success story
every
once in a while.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we were talking about all this doom and gloom, and then Russ calls in, hey, I've got a great crop.
Yes, I love that.
Thanks for bragging.
Yes.
No, really, seriously, good thing. That's great.
Yeah, and if you can, and if you do all this stuff, that's wonderful. Yes. It's nothing's like picking something out of your own garden and eating it. Digging potatoes right now, that's a fun thing to do too.
Well, I was going to ask you,
them right away.
Is there anything, I mean, you brought potatoes in today.
Yes.
And so I thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Anything we can put in the garden right now?
Actually,
it's late in the year.
You still can do green and yellow beans. You still have time for that. Radishes, there's always time for. Actually, you plant turnips right now. You can do carrots right now also. Kale, spinach, lettuce for a fall crop works. And also, if your spring peas didn't work out as well as you want, plant some right now for a fall crop. You're not going to get as big a bumper of a crop as you do in the spring, but you'll still get some nice fresh peas. That's a wonderful thing. So if you got some room in your garden, there still is stuff that you can plant.
Awesome. Jan Musen, DeBrine Seed Company, joins us every single week on Tuesdays. And it's weird to think that we're already closing in on a few months away from you coming back on Talk of the Town after the winter comes through, which
That's
is
right.
not too far away. And about, what, like 6 months away, maybe more than that? I guess it's really not that close. I don't know what I'm talking about. Market Watch is next.